Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
Early in your career, you know the details of everything you're working on. You have to, because you are generally responsible for those details. That is the core of being a frontline worker. You are carrying out key tasks that are central to the work of your organization. You may not have the full perspective on why the work is being done the way it is, but you do know a lot of details about what's happening. As you advance in your career, you get an increasingly high-level view of what is happening within the organization. You are given more information about the strategy driving your firm and may even have more authority to make key decisions. You also get to see how the various tasks being done across the firm come together to push that strategy forward. The cost of this elevated perch is that you are further from the details of how things are being accomplished. You are not having the same kind of day-to-day interactions with the frontline work that you did earlier in your career. As a result, you may not be aware of important elements that might be crucial for strategic decision-making. In order to have the detail you need to be effective in your leadership role, you need to have regular conversations with those people who are responsible for the details you don't know, and you need to become a really good questioner and listener. To do that, there are three skills you have to develop. Let other people talk. Promotions come with additional responsibility, but they also come along with more prestige and status as well. It is tempting to use these roles as an excuse to dominate the meetings you're in by sharing your opinions and beliefs early and often. There is certainly some need to share your thoughts on strategy with others, but great leaders let other people talk. A lot. You need to hear the perspectives of other people in order to get a broader view of what is going on in your organization than just what you are able to see directly. Often, the people with the vantage that differs most from your own are people whose jobs are much lower level than your own. As much as you might be tempted to spend the time sharing your wisdom, you will benefit from ensuring that you hear from a wide range of people. Ask follow-up questions. When you talk to people above you in the food chain, you make assumptions about what they want to hear. Partly, you try to paint a rosy picture of how things are going. Partly, you try to adopt the kind of strategic mindset you think they have. Remember that as you move up in the ranks, people start doing that to you as well. That means that you can't just stop with what people choose to tell you. You need to ask additional questions to get more specific information. Start by asking people about the most significant challenges they are facing. That will enable them to drop the rose-colored glasses for a moment and give you a sense of some of the problems that make it difficult for them to accomplish their goals. Next, try to dig into the specifics of what they are telling you. Ask how they accomplish particular goals, who is involved, and what resources they use. Use the experience of the people you're talking with as a way of getting a view of how tasks get implemented. Repeat back what you hear. It isn't enough just to hear other people talk about things. When someone gives you a good explanation, you may come to believe you understand it as well. As research on the illusion of explanatory depth makes clear, though, you may believe you understand it, but you may not actually be able to explain it yourself. The best way to ensure that you have retained what you hear from someone else is to repeat it back to them. When you repeat back what you hear, there are two benefits. First, you figure out which aspects of what you heard from someone else you retained, and which aspects were not stored away. Second, you can have any misconceptions about someone told you cleared up while they are still there to correct you. In this way, good listening is active listening because you are doing it in service of developing your ability to explain and use knowledge about what you have heard from someone else. When you engage in this active listening regularly, you greatly expand your base of knowledge. Because good problem solving requires drawing on knowledge, the more you know, the better you will be at solving problems that have mystified others.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.